Om Shanti. Sridhi Avyakta Murli of 17th February 2004. So we are doing Mera Baba series. This is the part 33rd. Bab Dada gave special congratulations for special service. And you are doing that very well. You will continue to do that, but for future, every day you are world servants. Do you remember how Father Brahma used to sign? What he used to sign? World servant. So you are world servant. So service of the world will not be completed just by doing service on Shivratri. Therefore keep the aim. I am a world servant. So you have to serve the world with every breath and at every second. Whosoever comes and whoever you are in contact with, you have to be a bestower and give something or other to that person. No one should go back empty-handed. Let your infinite treasure store remain open all the time. At the very least, have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. See them, listen to them, and come into contact with them with good wishes and pure feelings, and give cooperation to those souls. All souls now have a great need of your cooperation. Therefore, give them cooperation and make them cooperative. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 2004, February month, 17th. So, what Baba is saying? Baba is giving congratulations. This is the Murli of Shivratri. For service on Shivratri. But, don't say content with that. That you have done service on Shivratri doesn't mean that you have become world server. Always remember what Father Brahma used to sign. What he used to sign? World servant. So always remember who I am? World servant. Whenever you come in contact with anybody, that person should not go empty-handed. This is such a huge, gigantic task. Anybody who comes in contact with you should not go empty-handed. Means we have to become great donor. But what we are going to give, at least what Baba is saying, give what? Good wishes and pure feelings. Shubh bhavna, shubh kamna. At least give this. If you don't have anything to give, if you don't have knowledge to give, if you don't have virtues to give, if you don't have powers to empower that soul, to embolden that soul, give what? At least pure thoughts, good wishes for that soul. At least give this. But see that nobody goes empty-handed from your door. Okay? And another thing is, be cooperative. Make others cooperative. Cooperate with them. So, one of the important question here is, how to become world server? How to become world servant? How to serve the entire world? We are such a tiny creature. And here Baba is telling us to serve the entire world. What are the things that prevent us from becoming world servant? There are many things, many limitations, many sanskars that don't allow us to become world servers. First we will discuss those sanskars or those things. So what are those things because of which we do not become world server? What are those things because of which we are unable to become world server? We are just limited to one society, one community, one district, one state, one country. Don't give that answer. Give something else. We are miser in giving. This attitude of close-fistedness. We are miser in giving. We don't want to give to anybody. We want to hoard things. We want to amass all things and keep. There's a story of a man. He had a lot of treasures with him. And what he used to do, he had buried that treasure into earth. And every day he would go and dug the earth, those soil, and see that treasure and come back in the dead of the night. So that nobody should see him. He had a lot of treasures, but everything was inside. stored. One day a man sees that. And what he does? Once the owner of that treasure departs, what he goes there and he takes out all those treasure and goes away. The next day, but this person, the owner, was a very miser person, miserly person. So next day when he goes and he tries to dig that, and he, to his utter surprise, he finds that nothing is there. And then he starts crying. The whole village come there, and then people ask him, why are you crying? He says, all the treasure is stolen. The person who had stolen it says, nobody knows him, he says, why are you crying? Did you ever use that? What you used to do, you used to go every day, see it and come back. So what this thief had done, he had kept some bricks there. So think that these bricks are your treasure, and every day you come and see it and go away, because otherwise also you are not going to use it. So that sort of miserly attitude. We have the treasure, but we don't want to give it to others. It's there within. And nobody can say that anybody is without treasure. Everybody has got that treasure. Treasure of pure thoughts, treasure of purity, treasure of happiness, treasure of powers, treasure of virtues, treasure of knowledge, treasure of good deeds, treasure of punya karma. All those treasures are with treasure of contentment, treasure of supersensuous bliss. Everything is with us. But we are miserly. We don't want to give it to others. So, one reason is that prevents us from becoming world server. One. Second, we are unaware of our own treasure. The treasure is lying there, but we don't know that it is there. Rather, we are searching it outside. We feel that others are more knowledgeful. Though all the knowledge is hidden within us. Everything is within us. So, first is to this realization that I have things with me. We are unaware of those treasures. Just as that acres of diamond, there's a story which I had narrated long back. There was a person in Africa and he heard that there is a land in somewhere where there is a lot of diamonds are hidden. So he sells off his farm, his land, and he goes off in search of those diamonds. He searches, he roams around, gets around everywhere, and one day he dies. The person who had purchased that land, his land, one day while he was there, that farmer, he finds there is something shining in those streams, and to his utter surprise, there is also a guest there, and the guest tells him that these are not ordinary things, these are diamonds. So just see the irony of thing. The first person left his farm, his field, to get diamonds, and he died in his search. The other person got it, and while the diamond was hidden there only, and the famous Golconda mines of Africa, they are those diamonds, the greatest diamond mines. So we have the treasure within us, but we are unaware of it, we are oblivious of it, and we are searching it outside. So second reason is this, that it's preventing us from becoming world server. First is that we are miserly, we have, and we are unwilling to give, so reluctant attitude we have. Other is, we don't know that we have. Third, why we are not becoming world server? Arvind bhai, why? Why we are not becoming world server? Or what are the things that are stopping us, preventing us? Desires of what? We don't want to give, but why? Ego is there. Thoughts? That mentality is not there. Then? We are stuck into limited. This is mine and this is yours. We have that mentality, if I give, probably what I have will get reduced. But we don't know spiritual economics. Spiritual finance doesn't work this way. It is different. The more you give, the more it increases. So, this economics, spiritual economics is entirely different. This mathematics is spiritual mathematics. It doesn't work the way the worldly mathematics work. So, we have the fear rather, that if I give, what will happen to me? Who will take care of mine? So, that is the thing. Mine will decrease if I give. Then, What else? I am an unconditional donor. Probably we have forgotten that. That we are lost in this, our limitedness. Our interests are not just Indian, always remember this. Our interests are international. We are not concerned just with India. We are not just concerned with one state, one district, one society, one community. No. Our interests are international. Whatever we do, that has got an international impact. Its repercussions are seen in those far-stretched lands. So every thought of ours, every thought, every feeling, every emotion, which is generating in our heart, in our minds, that is going far off. So, rather we have forgotten that. So, that's a very good point. Have that unconditional attitude that I am an unconditional donor. I have to give. Then, we have forgotten our Swaman. We have forgotten who we are. All the Swamans Baba has given us. All the self-respects. Most of the time we are in a state of, you know, in as Baba has mentioned in Sunday's Murli, spiritual unconsciousness. It is just the play of awareness and unconsciousness. The moment we are aware spiritually, we have a different attitude. The moment we get unconscious, we are lost. Our everything changes, actions changes, feelings changes, emotions changes. Everything changes. That's why that awareness is very important. Baba is saying here, Baba has given example of Brahma Baba. He used to sign as world servant. That is also one of the yukti. To write it in letter. That itself will remind you, yes, I am this. I am world servant. I have to serve the entire world, not just India. Because you know, this pseudo-patriotism, false sense of patriotism, that India is the greatest, or India should, this happen to India, and India is progressing so much. This is good on the surface. But don't you think this is against that global feeling of universal love? Actually, we are satisfying our ego only by glorifying this country. Of course, this country is the greatest, but we have to think of entire world. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is my family, not just one place, one particular destination. No. Entire world is my family. Because if you think only this is my country and this is my only, then you have attitude of subtle dislikes and hatreds for neighboring countries. If some country come and they like, what sort of attitude we have for those who stay in England? Many people in India who are too much patriotic, they have a feeling of hatred because they ruled over India for so many years. So they have that feeling still. Everybody came and ruled over India. They have feeling of hatred for everyone. But India never went out and ruled over other countries. So, but there is again a feeling of false sense of patriotism somewhere. Patriotism has nothing to do with just with the boundary or geographical definition of country. The true patriotism is for the entire world, for the Mother Earth. All the countries, all human beings, all men are my brothers and my sisters. That's the highest form of universal patriotism. Okay, so that is lacking. Then what else? Why we are not becoming world servers? Wasted interest. We have our wasted interest. Nihit Swarth. Because of that, we are not becoming world server. Then? We forget that this is the time to give. So time consciousness is not there. Time awareness. Sandesh Murli Baba said this is a great time. This time is great and you are a great soul. You forget this. Which time is this? This is Sangam Yuga has got, this confluence age has got the blessing that you can increase your fortune to as much as you want. That is the blessing this confluence age has got. So you forget time. So time then? Narrow-mindedness. Okay, that's said already. But yes, you can say narrow-mindedness. We have a tubular vision to see at things. We see only present. We don't have that Trikalabhya stage, that Trikaldarshi sthiti, that knower of three aspects of time. Stage is not there. Whatever we do, we only think of the present. That small, narrow-minded, myopic vision, tubular vision, only seeing this much, that's it. Okay, that's there when we forget Baba, then?
Selfishness.
Yeah, selfishness is there. Selfishness. Laziness. We have so many things to give, but we are lazy. Yeah, of course, we are lazy in giving things. Then? We are busy in so many other important things, so-called important things, that we have no time for this less important thing. So, we are busy, we are preoccupied with so many other things. That's why we don't have time for things. What are those other things? Social media and TV and mobile and internet. We are busy in all those things. Food and fashions and roaming around and discussing about weather and discussing about animals and discussing about cricket matches and discussing about sports, table talk. All those things we are busy with. Occupied with so many things. We forget our duties, our kartavya, why we are here. The moment you forget, so basic thing is forgetfulness. The basic thing is unconsciousness. It's a play of awareness and unawareness. This class and everything, all this jnana discussion is everything only for one thing, awareness. To increase the awareness. Just as, for example, so long you are healthy, you don't worry so much about disease. But suppose all of a sudden somebody tells you and diagnoses you, you suffer from this cancer. All of a sudden awareness will increase about everything. Now you want to know what to eat and what not to eat. Now you want to know which stage this is. Now you want to know who is the best doctor for this. Till that time you are going to and visiting this doctor, but now he has become unimportant. Now you want the best. Your awareness has increased about disease, about person, about places, which is the best hospital where you will get good treatment for this, best treatment. Now look at the level of awareness. Earlier this man was highly concerned about anything. He doesn't want to know about disease or their treatment or treatment plan or diagnosis or different modalities of management or investigation. Now everything has changed. Awareness. In a similar manner. Look at the worldly people. They are unaware about spirituality, whether God has come or not. What if God has come on earth? Let him come. We have our own life, our everything, facilities of science is there, we are there. What is the need of God? Why bring unnecessarily this extraterrestrial person? So their awareness is less. So it is an entire spirituality in one word is awareness. Spirituality means awareness, your level of awareness, your level of consciousness about your own self. The more the level of awareness increase, the more we are advanced spiritually. The more the graph increases. The more we are unconscious, the graph goes down. So, what is the crux of the what we read? Baba said, you are world server, so always remember who we are. Just as he is world server, I am world server. Just as Brahma Baba used to write, world servant, let us also write everywhere. First of all, write on the heart. Write on the bed of subconscious mind who we are. We have to serve the entire world. Not just one person. Not just one group. Not just the persons who have come from our state. If we are from a particular state, we are more interested in them. We give more time to them. But if somebody comes from some other state, we are less interested in them. What a subtle thread of attachment. Yesterday Baba talked about threads of attachment. Yesterday Sakar Murli, Baba said, let go of all the threads of attachment, the strings of attachment. So we have those subtle strings of attachment within this Brahmin family only. We have preferences for things. We like certain things, we don't like certain things. We like certain people, we don't like certain people. We like to be with somebody, we don't like to be with somebody. So all are Brahmins. But we have formed those preferences within us. Those deep-seated attitudes and thoughts within us. Okay? Then what else? Baba said, cooperation. Give cooperation to everyone. If you can't give anything, give what? At least good wishes. We have nothing else to give. We can't relate knowledge. We can't fill them with power. We can't be so virtuous that they learn from our virtues. If accepted, if you don't have anything, at least have. Baba has said in some of the Murlis, the easiest of all Purusharth is give blessings and take blessings. Give blessings, have good thoughts for them. Even if you do this much, it's more than enough. But do it with pure heart, from the depth of your heart. Not as a show, not as a exhibition, but from the depth of your heart. Then what else? Be cooperative and make others cooperative. This is even a good purusharth. That if suppose somebody becomes cooperative in yajna, it's a great blessing that you receive by doing this service. So this is today's homework. Be cooperative, be world server, and think of all those limitations, all those barriers, all those hindrances, all the barricades which are there in my becoming world server.